You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Go on, Dad, open it.
It's very nicely wrapped, George.
Nick helped me.
Oh, just a little bit, to get the corners nice.
But I wrote the label myself.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, yes.
That is the one you said, isn't it? George thought you preferred the one with, you know, all the gadgets and things.
No, this is perfect. Just a good strong blade.
Oh, lovely wooden handle.
Yeah. Well, last a long time, that will.
Do you like it, Dad?
It's awesome, George. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Whoa! Better put this away first. There. Right. Come on, then.
No.
How did you buy it, then? Didn't use fake ID, I hope.
No, silly. Nick went to the shop.
Ah, well, thanks, both of you.
You're welcome.
When are we going to the pub?
You've only just had your breakfast.
Not till lunchtime. It's ages yet.
Oh.
Go and play for a bit.
OK.
And see what Jake and Mia are up to.
All right.
Aren't I doing well?
Oh, you deserve it.
Well, and as for this, you really shouldn't have.
Well, sort of for me too. Nice to have something in the bedroom to play our music.
And with a radio and an alarm all built in.
Yeah, get rid of that old clock radio now. Oh, I love this song.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. Even though you're an old man now.
Oh, I'm your old man, aren't I?
Yes. Yes, you are. Will?
What?
This birthday lunch. We all want to have a good time, don't we?
Yeah, of course.
So you will go easy on Ed and Emma, won't you?
Why don't you come along?
Oh, no, Chris.
Should be a good match.
Oh, I really don't feel like it.
You still fed up about work?
Well, it's so unfair. My dissertation was on wing vibration. Getting involved with flight testing would be brilliant.
You wouldn't actually be on the plane, though.
No, in the telemetry station. But that'd be really interesting. And who did they give it to? Gerard.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, and he joined after me.
What did Brendan say about it?
Oh, I was too much involved in Project Nevis to pull me off it.
That's fair enough. Surely.
Yeah, but a trained chimp could do what I've been doing.
I'm sure that's not true, Alice.
Yeah, well.
Are you sure you don't want to come to the match?
Oh, really, Chris?
Because you aren't going to do yourself any good just slugging around here. When I get back, why don't we go out for lunch?
Well, that's more like it. A couple of guys at work were raving about this Thai place.
Where's that?
Felbersham, by the canal.
Oh, no. I don't really want to go that far. Not after the football.
Oh, where then?
I thought we could just pop to the Bull.
Your mum's in the loo.
Oh, right. Any road.
Happy birthday, son.
Thanks.
Oh, 30, eh? Sounds grown up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Makes me feel dead old, though, having a 30-year-old son. I mean, how did that happen?
Oh, it just did.
Just you wait. You'll wake up one morning and suddenly George will be a grown man.
Well, not for a while yet.
Yeah, happens faster than you think possible, I can tell you. Mind you.
What?
I think your mother's still waiting for me to grow up. How's the day been so far? Had a good one?
Yeah, great. Nick did us a lovely breakfast. We had croissants and proper coffee.
Mm, very posh.
Then I opened my...
William! Happy birthday, love!
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, you do look smart.
Ah, so do you.
Well, got to make an effort, don't you? Special occasion like this. Eddie?
Oh, yeah. This is from your granddad as well.
Where is Grandad?
Oh, him and Bert Fryer got Emma cornered.
Boring on about their trip to Liverpool again.
Well, I'll hang on for a bit then.
OK.
Right, how about some drinks then?
A pot of shies for me.
Clary?
Lager and lime, please, Eddie.
Edward?
Yeah?
What do you want to drink?
A pint of lager, please.
Come on over here, Edward. Say hello to your brother.
Yeah, okay. Hello, Will.
All right.
Haven't you got a present?
Oh, yeah. Caroline asked me to give you this, and, this is from us.
Oh, thanks. I'll open them in a minute.
Emma chose ours.
Oh, right, well, she'd probably know what I'd like.
What, I wouldn't, you mean?
No, I didn't say that.
Eddie, don't just stand there.
What?
We're all dying of thirst here.
Oh, righty-o.
I finished, Mummy.
Is that all you want?
Yes.
Oh, try and eat a little bit more, Mia. Jake is, look.
I'll have hers.
No, you won't, George.
Oh, eat the peas, Mia. Come on, you like those.
Oh, have you got your shearing course booked yet, Edward?
No, not yet.
How long is it? 2 days?
Yeah, it's in May.
If you want me to cover the milking while you're away, you only have to ask.
Oh, thank you, Dad. Well, Oliver says he'll be able to help out and all.
Why shearing? You ain't got any sheep.
No, well, this would be shearing for other people.
Yeah, a bit of an extra earner, William.
How are you going to fit that in, then?
I'll manage. Jazza's going to come in with me.
Jazza? Blimey.
Well?
Yeah, he's really up for it. We're going to make a good team.
Well, how are you going to pay for this course, anyway?
You got yourself a grant, didn't you, Edward?
Yeah.
From the RABI.
Oh,
Dad,
did you?
The charity?
Yeah, but this isn't like taking charity, William.
Well, sounds like it to me.
It's to help farmers diversify, isn't that right, Edward?
Yes.
Yeah, if you say so.
Well, you didn't have to pay when you trained as a gamekeeper, now did you?
No, that was an apprenticeship. I learned on the job.
This is a proper course.
2 days.
Well, I'm sure 2 days is all Edward will need now. Do you want a bit more gravy?
Yeah, all right.
Here you are, then.
Aye, aye. Here's the birthday boy.
Hello,
everyone.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. All right, Alice?
Hello.
How did the match go?
4-1.
What, to you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, great, Chris.
And I scored one of them, header from a corner.
Oh, well done.
I bet you're proud of him, Alice.
Oh, yeah, my hero.
Can I get you a birthday drink, then?
Go on, then, yeah, Shires.
Anyone else? Ed?
No, you're all right.
Well, that was smashing, weren't it?
Lovely meal, yeah.
Oh, that Yorkshire pud. I mean, no one does it like you, Clary, love. Yours is the best ever. But Frieda comes a pretty close second.
I don't think we're going to need much for tea tonight.
Oh, I'm never going to eat again.
Yeah, Eddie. How many times have I heard that?
Well, if you got something planned, I suppose I could force it down, to be polite, like.
Oh, you, Edward.
Yeah?
Come over here a second.
What is it, Mum?
I was wondering, what sort of time were you thinking of making a move?
I mean, I know a lot of graduates find it hard to get work after uni.
Not just graduates, there's loads of people looking for work.
But in engineering it's different. All the people on my MSc course walked into jobs, good jobs.
So, I'm sorry, Alice, I'm not getting your point.
Also, it really annoys me when people say I should feel lucky to have a job at all.
Are people saying that?
Well, some are. Paulie from Southampton, my old housemate, he's on Job Seekers, but he got a 2-2 in philosophy, so what does he expect? I worked really hard, Nick, and I started this job with such high hopes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't help feeling that someone somewhere is having the life I thought I was going to have.
Everything's really worked out great. I mean, you must feel the same, Will.
Yep, can't complain.
You're obviously really happy with Nick.
Well, turned my life around, she did. After, well, you know, Emma and that.
Yeah. Isn't it fantastic when you're really tight with your missus?
Oh, it means the world.
It's not just that. I mean, living round here, good bunch of mates.
Great pub on the doorstep.
Stuff to do. I'm really enjoying the footy.
Well, and you got the cricket in the summer. For me, it's the kids, of course. That's what takes my spare time.
Oh, you're a great dad. Hope I'll be as good someday.
Oh, well.
And work. There's nothing better than having a job you enjoy.
Yeah, oh, I definitely wouldn't change that.
I couldn't be stuck in an office.
Nor me.
Travelling around, working with my hands. You can't beat it.
So when are we going to be reading about you, Christopher? Can't be long now.
Oh, yeah, Star Borsetshire Life.
Comes out next week, Clary.
I expect your mum's going to be buying up all the copies.
Who knows? If it's embarrassing, maybe I'll have to.
Oh, no, I'm sure it'll be lovely. William, could I have a word?
Yeah, I'll see if Alice wants another drink.
How are you doing?
I think she could do with a strong coffee, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I wanted to say about Edward.
What about him?
Now, you must realise today ain't been easy for him.
Well, that ain't my fault.
But you've got to give him credit for turning up and doing his best.
Mum,
no, I need to say
no,
this.
No, it's just that...
Right, look, I'm gonna get going.
All right, Edward.
I've got a couple of things I need to get done before milking, you know?
Yeah.
Will, you know George was going to come back with us?
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to have him for a bit longer. You know, as it's your birthday, like.
Oh.
Well, you can drop him back, well, whenever suited, if you like.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. Thank you.
Well, that's okay.
And thanks for the present.
You're welcome.
I've got a couple of those DVDs, but not the first series. So.
No, well, Emma checked with Nick.
Oh, that was... thoughtful.
Yeah, glad you liked it. So, happy birthday then.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Oh, look at the pair of you. Can't you give each other a hug?
Steady on, Mum.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well with a handshake.
Oh, mind yourself. You all right, Clary, love?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I said we should have driven back.
Not with drinking all that wine, Eddie.
No, fair dues.
How long do you think Joe'll stay there?
He look well settled by the fire. Bert'll bring him back when he's had enough.
Well, when Bert's had enough, or your dad?
One or the other.
Well, it went pretty well in the end, didn't it? Considering.
Thanks to you.
And to Nick.
Yeah. Oh, a few times I thought it was going to kick off between them.
Yeah.
You should work for the United Nations.
I'd just be pleased to have a united family. Every time they're in the same room, it's like walking on eggshells.
You did really well with them. Well done.
Thank you. Just wish it weren't necessary.
No.
Be nice if just for once we could relax when we all get together.
Well, I'm feeling pretty relaxed now.
Now, yeah. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
It's such a shame. Won't they ever get on?
But 300,000, Elizabeth. It's a considerable amount to find.
I certainly haven't got it down the back of the sofa, that's for sure. But I've got no choice.
Not if you're determined to go ahead.
So I was hoping you could help me, Lewis.
Oh, what do you have in mind? A little insider trading, perhaps?
If only I had an inside to trade. No, the only option I can see, well, is to sell a few things. I could really do with some advice. Well, it would be nice to have a friendly eye to help me draw up a shortlist.
Well, I can certainly offer a friendly eye.
Thank you.
When were you thinking?
The sooner the better, really.
Well, I'm free now, as it happens.
Right, well, I haven't got any meetings. And Roy's dealing with the industrial fastenings.
Oh, no time like the present.
Indeed not.
Shall we go on a little treasure hunt?
Well, I have to say, it's not something you see very often. Look, I don't need to take anything else, do I?
No, not if you've got the prospectus. The main thing's a positive attitude, I reckon.
Oh, well, you've certainly got that today.
Oh, I've got high hopes for this meeting, Puss. What isn't?
What?
Something you don't see very often.
Oh, Will and Ed Grundy shaking hands. Not that they look that comfortable about it. Such a shame they don't get on.
But I've never understood why people think siblings should get on.
Well, it's a... not nicer if they do.
No, just because they share a parent or two doesn't mean they're going to make great mates, does it?
Well, I know Clary wishes they did.
Yeah, fair enough. Ah-ha-ha! Oh, yeah.
You look pleased with yourself.
Yeah, final confirmation for our outing on Friday.
Friday? Thursday.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you have a surprise plan.
Certainly have. In fact, look, shall I tell you?
It's up to you.
Yeah, go on. You can look forward to it then.
All right.
You and I are going for a spa day.
You and I?
Yeah, here, look.
Both of us?
Yeah, it looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah, looks fantastic. But you hate that sort of thing.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, all right, it wouldn't be my top choice if it were just for me. But you love that sort of thing, don't you?
You know I do.
Being pampered, having hot rocks thrown at you.
Hot stones. And they lay them on you.
Yeah, whatever, whatever. The point is, this day is for you.
It's for both of us.
And I want to be part of your day. And I'm not going to be moping around wishing I was on the golf course, I promise. I wouldn't mind a massage.
Oh.
As long as it's a proper pummel.
Well, look, they do deep tissue.
There you go. Sorted.
Matt, this is lovely. So thoughtful of you.
And don't worry, it won't be all yoga and lettuce leaves. I've booked us a table at Grey Gables on the way back.
Well, thank you so much.
You are worth it, Pusscat.
I'm really not. Thank you. Anyway.
You're very welcome. Right, better get to that meeting, hadn't we?
I don't want to lose any of the family portraits, even the ugly ones. And there are a few, as you know.
Oh, I couldn't possibly comment.
And I definitely want to keep hold of the pictures of the hall and the grounds.
I agree. They're so much part of the heritage here.
But there's plenty of stuff which might have meant something years ago. It doesn't really have a
resonance now.
Exactly. Yes. Like this one.
Oh, Ashness Bridge showing Derwentwater.
Maybe one of Nigel's ancestors was fond of the Lake District, but it's not desperately relevant to the Lower Loxley story.
It's a nice piece.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And yes. A good size for a watercolour. What do you think, 18 by 24?
Probably.
And there aren't that many artists who improve as their subjects become larger, but he manages to retain a deal of impact there.
So... you think it would be saleable?
Eminently, I'd say.
Excellent. Well, that's one for the list, then.
Elizabeth?
Yes?
Have you spoken to the trustees about this?
Not yet.
You know how resistant people can be when there's a whiff of selling off the family silver. And in this case, that's literally what you're proposing.
Well, they know about the conversion plans, obviously. But I haven't spoken to Stephen about the funding. I didn't want to worry him unnecessarily.
No. Mr. Maidment is rather allergic to surprises.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure I had a practical proposition first. Now, we must have about 6 sets of duelling pistols in the house.
Not my speciality, I'm afraid.
It surely wouldn't be too much of a problem if we let one of them go. You know, maybe the most valuable in money terms.
Perhaps.
And I tell you what I'm very hopeful about. There's the last bits of Julia's jewellery. You know, the stuff she didn't sell, which is, well, let's just say it's of its time.
A little ostentatious.
And that's not even on display. It's just locked away in a safe. I'm sure there'd be one or two of those pieces which we could dispose of. I mean, if that would be all right with you.
It's really not for me to say. I'm sure Julia would have wanted the future of the hall to be secured. And if this is the way to ensure that, so be it.
Thank you.
Well, we do seem to be amassing quite a haul.
I'll phone the auctioneers in Felbersham later, and let's hope they can give us some good news.
I hope today isn't too inconvenient, Tom.
No, not at all.
Did you get the sausages made?
Yep. Morris was his usual cheery self. Gave me an unexpurgated history of all the terrible Valentine's days he's had to endure.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm used to it. Makes me realise how lucky I am. Shall I put this...
Yes, down there will be fine.
OK.
I do like these little chats, but you must always tell me if you're too busy.
Oh, never too busy to see you, Gran. Uh-huh. You know that.
I thought today would be better than later in the week anyway.
Yeah.
Pat and Tony off to Gran Canaria. Now, some of Jennifer's lemon drizzle.
Ooh.
Or would you prefer a scone?
Well, perhaps I'll start with the cake.
Good boy. I expect you could probably fit in a scone after that.
I could almost guarantee it.
Are you ready to take over while they're away?
Pretty much. It's about our quietest time of year. That's why they chose now.
Of course.
Jazza's doing some extra hours on the pigs. And Dad doesn't do much milking anyway now, so doesn't make a lot of difference on that score.
What about the veg boxes?
Helen and I are going to do them together.
Oh, that's nice.
And she's covering in the dairy for Mum. So we should manage. It's only a week.
Oh. And how's the Tom Archer business progressing?
Well, pretty good, really.
You were always looking for ways to expand the ready meals.
No, I've been focusing on the supply side just recently. I need an additional source of pig meat. So I've been talking to all the organic suppliers in the area.
Suppliers?
Hmm. Pig farmers like me.
Oh. And what sort of response have you been getting?
Yeah, I've had some interest. I'm quite positive about it. Very positive, in fact.
Oh, that's good. You must keep me informed.
I will.
I'm always very interested to hear about your business.
That's more than Brenda is at the moment.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, she's normally quite involved in things.
Yes, she helps you a lot, doesn't she?
But right now, all she wants to talk about is Bethany.
Oh, the baby.
Brenda's little sister. She's round at her dad's all the time. She doesn't seem to have headspace for much else.
Really?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not bothered by it. Seeing how besotted she is, it's actually really sweet.
That's what I call a meeting.
You were great, Matt. Really took control.
Well, once we knew the finance was in place, we were all facing the same way. Just needed someone to take the lead, didn't it?
Well, I know we're only a minority stakeholder.
Don't matter if you can get people to believe in you.
But the management fees for running the project should make a big difference to our income. And with our share of the profits,
Hold on, Lillian. Our bid hasn't been accepted yet. Hasn't even been put in yet.
No, but at least we can bid the price we wanted. Do you think we've got a good chance?
Well, it's difficult to be certain with sealed tenders. Tell you this, though, anyone coming in over the top of us is going to find it hard to make much out of the deal.
Yeah.
And the vendor isn't bound to take the highest bid anyway. We could still win if they reckon we've got a better chance of completing.
It's a strong team, isn't it?
Can't fault it.
And with your expertise and track record at the head
our
of it...
Our expertise and track record. Oh. You know what's best about this project? It's getting back into the bid time, isn't it? Mm. These little house conversions, all very well, but they're penny ante stuff, really. Who's that?
It's Judith.
Oh, what, back in Guernsey now, is she?
Yeah.
Bet she's having better weather than we are.
She doesn't say.
I mean, I know Amside had to start where we were, and we've done well, but this is leaping us up to where we ought to be.
Yeah, Matt.
Yeah?
Do you think you could drop me at Mum's?
Guess so, yeah.
There's no need for you to stay. I'd just like to see how she is.
How are you going
to
get back?
A walk. It's okay.
You sure? It's getting dark.
Yeah. After sitting in that stuffy meeting room, I could do with some fresh air. I'll be fine.
Here's your coat.
Thank you. And thanks for the doggy bag, Gran.
Well, I'd never have eaten it all myself.
Brenda will be pleased. A bit of homemade cake for pudding.
Do give her my love.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to hear she's so taken with Mike and Vicky's baby.
Yeah, me too.
She's never shown that much interest before, has she? In babies?
Not especially, no. Certainly not with Henry.
Still, the time comes when... Well, sometimes the penny drops about what a baby can mean to a couple.
Absolutely.
Nat seems to have the whole day planned out for us, and the evening as well. So it doesn't look like I'm going to have any time to myself to speak to you. I know, I'm so sorry, darling. Yeah, well, I do worry about it. Oh, Paul... Yeah. Friday is absolutely clear.
Bye then, Tom.
See you.
Look, I'm going to have to go. Bye.
Who's there?
Oh, Auntie Lillian.
It's just me, Mum.
Oh, hello, Lillian. Was I expecting you?
No, I was just passing. You know, thought I'd pop in and see how you are.
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Tom and I have had a good old natter, haven't we, Tom?
We certainly have.
Excellent.
We've just been talking about Mike and Vicky's baby, Bethany.
Oh, yeah?
I was just saying to Tom, despite her problems, she seems to be bringing to a lot of people a great deal of joy.
Meh, meh, meh.
Oh, good.
What?
Oh, feed her.
Oh, Mike.
Gotta be up in an hour anyway.
Yeah.
You go back to sleep. Oh, no, no. Shh, shh, shh. Well, you have some of this, darling, huh? Well, that's what you want, isn't it? That's it. That's it, beautiful.
Morning.
All right, Jazz.
Finish the milking then?
Yeah. You finished the round?
Aye.
How was it?
That posh chalk case.
What?
Dark and cold. Still, it's done new for a couple of days.
No, I was thinking about the shearing idea.
Oh, aye.
So we know it's a goer. I just need to...
Let me just stop you there, Edda. I'm off for talking about it, but right now I need my breakfast.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
There's some bacon and eggs in Jim's fridge just calling out for me. I'll catch you later, right, after I've done the pigs.
Yeah, no problem. I'm ready for some breakfast too.
Oh, one thing. I came up with a name for us.
For us?
For our shearing team.
Do we need a name?
Everything needs a name.
Does it?
I was talking to Jim about it last night. It just came straight out with it.
Oh, so it was Jim's idea.
It's fair brilliant, the man. What do you reckon? The Cutty Sark.
What?
Come on.
I mean, I can see the cutting bit, but...
No, that's not the point. What was the Cutty Sark?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. I've never heard of it.
It was a famous clipper. Clipper. Get it?
Come on, Bethany. See the picture? It's a lovely doggy. See? Come on, look at it. Look up. Huh?
Here, Brenda's just dropped by.
Hope you don't mind. Just thought I'd pop over in my lunch. What are you doing to Beth?
No, it's a bit agonising, isn't it?
No, we started putting her on her front.
Just for a couple of minutes at a time.
And we tried to get her to look at things.
Uh-huh. It's, like encourage her to get her head back.
Oh, I see. But I think that's enough for now, eh? You've done very well, haven't you, Bethany?
Oh, good. Does that mean...
You want to cuddle?
That's what I've come for. Well, and to see you, of course.
Oh, don't worry. We know who the main attraction is. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's a bit more comfortable, isn't it? What was it you were showing her?
Oh, it's a special picture.
Roland gave me a set of them. Well, to Bear. It's got very clear, simple pictures, see?
Oh, yeah. All black and white.
It's to encourage her visual learning.
Oh, babies with Down syndrome like to learn that way, don't they? I remember reading it on the website.
That's right, yeah.
That's important for you, isn't it? Oh, you look happier now, don't you?
Yeah, she's all right.
And how are things with you two? You coping with the tiredness?
Oh, thanks to this lovely man I am. She woke up this morning. What sort of time was it?
About 3.
Oh, I was so fast asleep. It was like being at the bottom of the sea and your dad got up with her and fed her, bless him.
Oh, you hero, Dad. Huh. With the syringe thing, was this?
Yeah, well, it can be a bit dribbly, mind.
Well, you're not meant to use a bottle, are you?
No, not while I'm still breastfeeding. Well, I don't want to. Not even to top her up, like they say.
Oh, you're a lovely girl.
In case
she
starts to prefer it and my milk dries up.
Yeah, she were all right with it. She got enough milk to drop back off to sleep any road.
So, I slept until nearly 7. Absolute luxury.
Comes to something when 7 o'clock in the morning is a lion.
You're telling me.
Thank goodness for that pump. Mike wouldn't be able to do it otherwise.
It's great you can share the feeds.
Right, it's only now and then.
Oh, it makes such a difference, though. I was so grateful.
Oh, what's that funny face, Beth? Did Mummy say something?
Oh. What goes in has to come out, doesn't it, sweetheart? Give her here.
Okay.
No, I'll do it.
No, I don't mind.
No, you're all right. I've got to go back to work soon. Make the most of me.
Okay, then. I won't fight you for it.
Here you are then, Dad.
No, you bring her along.
What?
Tom, I showed you how to do it.
I know how to change a nappy.
Ah, but I've worked out a special technique. It's really neat. Reckon I'm going to patent it.
Oh, yeah. The Tucker technique. Mm.
The mic method.
Come on. Change your mats through here.
Right, that's you done.
Afternoon. Thought I'd find you here.
Oh, how did you work out that I'd be milking at this time of day?
My superhuman powers of deduction. I'm getting my in series soon. Touch a jazzer.
Isn't that what got you the restraining order?
Very funny. Guess it was waiting for me when I got home.
I don't know, Talisa, with a big pink bow round her?
Nah, wasn't he pleased to find this?
Oh, Louis then, with a gold bow tie.
A letter about the grant.
Oh, so if you say you weren't pleased, then...
He turned me down, very politely. Nicest knockback I ever got, and I've had a few in my time, I can tell you.
Well, that's a bummer. Did they say why?
Nah, but I reckon it's because I've already got two jobs. Mm. No one's ever can't afford a bevy, is it?
No, I guess not. Well, so that's that, then.
What do you mean?
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to go it alone, doesn't it?
Oh, no, Ed. Tell me you've been earning. I've got a few quid put aside for a holiday.
So...
I can afford to pay for the course.
Oh. Oh, right.
So I'm going to make the money back, innit?
Well, yeah, yeah.
So you keep saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's an earner, all right.
Then I can take an even better holiday. Goodbye, Magaluf. Hello. Where's yon place the celebs go?
Rehab?
Mauritius.
So you still want to go ahead then?
Of course. It'll be a laugh. And anything that adds to my pulling power.
What are you like?
Ladies love a shearer. I've said it before.
I think you'll do okay.
Is that you finished?
Oh, yeah, thanks. But it won't just be the cost of the course, though.
Nah, no, we'll need some gear.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do some research about that. I'll get on with it.
Nah, you do that.
Oh, and I've been thinking about that name, the cutting...
Cutty Sucks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think people are going to get that.
Do you know?
I reckon you've been living with Jim too long. You've got all university challenge.
So he does this sort of pinning down thing with his elbow, very lightly.
Mm-hmm.
He reckons it's a lot less messy that way. I couldn't see any difference myself.
No?
And then he had 20 minutes before he had to go back to work, so we took Beth out in the buggy. Vicky said she'd have a quick clean-up in the kitchen, but when we got back, she was asleep in the chair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And Beth had dropped off in the buggy, so we just brought the Moses basket down from upstairs, popped her into it and left the both of them to it.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. It's just amazing to see Dad so hands-on, you know? You'd never have thought it from how he was when Roy and I were little.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying he was a bad father or anything. It's just all the practical parenting stuff he let Mum get on with. I don't know if it's because he regrets not being so involved or whether it's because of Beth's condition.
Yes.
Or maybe it's because he's been replaced by an alien from the planet Thar.
Hmm. What?
Have you been listening to a word I've said, Tom?
Yeah, of course I have.
What then?
What?
What have I been saying?
You've been talking about Bethany and your dad.
Oh yeah, it's really been going in, hasn't it?
Sorry, Bran. I've been looking at the ready meal projections.
More fool me for trying to compete with a spreadsheet. What's for tea? You have got something sorted.
Well, I will. I haven't quite got round to it yet.
But it's your turn.
I know. I've been busy.
And I'm hungry. I hope it won't be like this on Valentine's.
Yeah, about that. Are you sure you just want a meal at home?
Yeah, I said. You know what restaurants are like on Valentine's Day. They're all rammed, everything's top price, and you've got to share the place with loved-up couples canoodling over their cocktails.
Okay.
But never mind about Thursday. I missed lunch today because I went to Dad's and I'm ravenous. Thought at least you'd have something on the go.
Oh, I know.
What?
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Shrove Tuesday? And you know what that means?
Tom, Brenda, over here.
Hiya, Jazza.
Evening.
Can you beat the bill on pancake day, can you?
Well, in our case, it was needs must. Oh, is that a menu?
Right, we've got all the usual favourites and the mix and match.
Can I see?
Help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, haggis, though. That's an oversight.
Ugh, haggis pancakes.
It could work. Tell Kenton. Need to be thinking more about their international customers.
Scotland isn't international.
It will be if we get independence. I'm surprised Rhys hasn't got leeks on the menu. The Irish could have Eaton Island. Shamrocks.
Oh, God. Jazza, don't ever get a job as a tourist guide.
I went for the cheese and ham in the end.
Yeah.
David was dead set on picking his own.
Why wouldn't he?
Because they let Josh order for them the one time. Ruth ended up with sausage and golden syrup.
Oh.
What do you think of the Dreadnoughts?
I haven't heard of them. What sort of music do they play?
What? They're not a band. The name of a shearing team.
The Dreadnoughts?
Aye, because there was these sailing ships called Clippers and one of them was called...
I think the Chinese chicken. Jolene, when are you ready?
Busy, aren't they?
Kenton's in his element though, as you know. Loves this sort of stuff.
Just as well. Hey, did you hear about Fallon?
No, what?
She's passed the probationary period at Jack's. Jim and the other guy,
Dom.
Yeah. They're very happy with her, so they've confirmed her as manager.
No surprise he's there. She took to the place like a duck to batter. All these special nights and promotions she's been running. The place is jumping.
She has done well there.
I bet she's writing a swing at an offer Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we did consider going there, but...
We had other plans in the end.
So, that's it then. Name her Fallon at the Bull.
She still lives here.
Aye, right enough.
And Jax is only in town.
Aye, the Bull's only a short stumble for Jim's, innit?
They still serve lager, Jazz.
I'll have to content myself with that, I guess.
And it must be nice for Kenton and Jolene, knowing they're set up secure here now.
Not if they don't serve their customers, it won't be. Oh, Kenton! Is there any chance of ordering a pancake?
You could get me a pint while you're there, and all hen. What's wrong with Brenda? Time of the month.
She's just hungry, Jazza, that's all. My fault.
So, like I was saying about these clipper ships...
Actually, Jazz, while I've got you, you have remembered you're doing extra hours from tomorrow, haven't you?
I'm not likely to forget. I'm at the number of times you've said it.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure.
I haven't forgot.
With Mum and Dad away, it's all hands to the pump.
Lewis, well, he's the chap who runs our own little gallery.
Mm-hmm.
He thought this one would be an attractive proposition.
Oh, yes, yeah, very nice. The Lake District scenes are often popular, and this is very workmanlike, definitely saleable.
How much do you think it might fetch at auction?
Well, I thought a guide valuation of 2,500, possibly three. I'd have to check the artist, but I think, is that less than you were hoping for?
Well, if I'm honest, yes, it is.
Well, I wouldn't want to give you unrealistic expectations. Maybe a little more.
No, of course not.
Iftikhar's here, Mum.
Oh, OK. Simon, this is my son, Freddie.
How do you do?
Hello.
Mr. Sprackling's here to, well, assess some of our paintings and other valuables.
I see.
Yes, you have some splendid pieces.
Thank you.
That's good. I'd better go on, Mum.
Yes, don't keep Ifty waiting.
Nice to meet you, Freddie.
And you.
Freddie has some extra maths tuition. Only once a week, but it's made quite a difference.
Nothing like a bit of one-to-one teaching, eh?
No. Anyway, if we go through to the lower corridor, there are some pistols there I'd like you to see.
Right.
You don't mind, you love?
No, it's fine. Eddie's doing the milking.
They've got so few sheep over at Lower Loxley.
Yeah.
So I said I'd just pop them over a few tags in the spare tagger.
Where's their old one gone?
Oh, Lord knows. Gareth said he put it away safe somewhere last time.
Oh, is he better?
Better?
Elizabeth was saying he wasn't well last week. At a very inconvenient time.
Oh, yeah. When they renamed the rare breeds. No, he's fine now.
Give us a spirit, David. I'll do that one.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, should only be 40 minutes or so.
Oh, you're both here. Excellent.
Oh, hi, Pip.
Guess where I'm going.
No idea.
Amsterdam.
Really?
What? I'm going to Amsterdam. Good, isn't it?
Is this with your course?
No, with Spencer.
What, another holiday?
Only 3 nights. That's not a holiday.
Sounds like one to me.
No, it's a city break.
So when's this?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah, and then coming back on Wednesday.
But... Sunday's your birthday.
Yeah, that's the point. It's for my birthday. I saw this great deal, less than 300 each, and I couldn't say no.
Hang on. When you say you saw a deal...
Oh, I've got a picture of the hotel on my phone. It's really modern and it's right on the water.
But we've got things planned for your birthday.
Your mum has booked a table for lunch at the Bull.
Yeah, I know, but we can do that any time, can't we? We could do it next Sunday.
It's not really the same, Pip.
Well, you could at least have talked to us first.
But then I might have missed the deal.
Well, it would have been nice to know you were even considering it. Look, I've got to go.
Yeah, you get on.
I'm not impressed, Pip. Not at all.
You don't have the case?
No, I'm afraid not.
Nor any of the accessories, the powder flask and so on?
No.
I see. That would reduce their value substantially, I regret to say.
There is a story in the family that they belong to a highwayman, James Henderson.
Really? Well, that sort of provenance might attract a little more interest. Is the story documented?
Not as such, no. It was more a family legend.
Well, we could be on shaky ground claiming a definite link, then. I'd have to check with my specialist colleague, but I'd imagine 1500 to 1800.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this who I think it is?
It's Gerald Pargeter.
No, I mean the artist. Yes, it is. Well.
I remember it was valued a long time ago, but I don't recall it being anything special then.
Oh, there's been a huge upsurge in interest in this school in the last 10 years, especially this chap.
Really?
And he wasn't very prolific, you see. Died young. Now, if you were thinking of putting this on the market, it would raise a lot more than your Victorian watercolour.
Oh, no, Simon, I couldn't. It's of Nigel's father.
Ah, yeah, of course.
I'm sorry.
No, completely understand.
Yeah, I'm just... can't find the other leg.
I mean, I could help, but I'd have to get changed first. I want to wear these jeans to Amsterdam.
No, don't bother. I can manage. Oh, there you are. Yeah, that's better. Oh, she should be all right on her own now.
Good.
So if you're going away, what about your uni work?
Well, that's the whole point. It's reading week.
Exactly. When are you going to do your reading?
I've got the rest of the week, haven't I, when I get home. And it's a quiet time for Spencer too. Look, don't worry. It'll be fine, Mum.
So, do get in touch if you want to go ahead with anything.
I will, Simon.
And if you change your mind about that portrait...
I won't, but thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Evening. Hiya.
Hey, David. Come on in.
Thanks. Who's that?
He's from the auction house in Felpersham.
Oh, right. About raising money for the building work.
Yeah.
Not good news.
Not really. Mm. I did have high hopes for some of Julia's jewellery, but even that was disappointing. Mm. And the things he thought could bring in big money, they're just too much part of Nigel, or of Lola Loxley.
What sort of things?
Well, one of them was the rocking horse in the nursery.
Oh, your toy museum.
Yeah, particularly nice example, apparently. But I couldn't bear to let that go.
No, of course not.
That's the sort of thing Nigel would want Freddie to inherit and to pass on to his own children.
Hmm. So where does that leave you?
I'll have to think again, won't I?
$1,602...
That is right, Freddie.
Awesome.
Well done. Right, here's another one. You know it's half term next week?
Yes.
Well, a colleague and I are taking a group of students to Cumberley Adventure Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if 30% take a packed lunch, 60% buy a burger there, and the remaining two children don't eat anything, how many children are there on the trip?
And what about Tom?
What about him?
Well, have you told him that you won't be able to do the milking on Monday morning?
Not yet, but I will. I've only just told you to.
Yeah, quite.
You know Pat and Tony are away for the week?
Oh, yeah.
They went today. You did remember, didn't you, Pip?
Of course I did.
Well, it's hardly the best time to leave Tom in the lurch.
I'm not leaving him in the lurch. It's just one morning, for goodness sake. I can do the other one later in the week.
You're letting him down for a morning milking at a time when he's running the farm basically single-handed. It's very thoughtless, Pip.
Look, stop going on. Why can't you just be happy for me?
Because you've got responsibilities, that's why.
Most parents would be pleased their daughter was planning something nice for her birthday.
Well, we planned something nice. We were...
Well, that went well.
She's quite impossible at the moment.
It's only 5 minutes since she came back from skiing.
Well, of course she'd rather be in Amsterdam than having lunch at the Bull. I would.
Such short notice.
But she so clearly didn't even think about the effect it would have on us.
She didn't think at all.
Right in the middle of lambing.
She just booked this trip and the hell with everyone else.
And she's meant to be keen on the sheep.
He's pretty happy when it comes to number work and things he can see in front of him, as it were.
Good.
Rather less confident with more abstract stuff.
Oh, I sympathise.
So we'll concentrate on algebra for the next few sessions.
Whatever you think best. But Freddie is making progress.
He's doing great, Elizabeth. Don't you worry.
He still seems to be enjoying your sessions anyway.
I enjoy them too.
Between you and me, he says you explain things so much better than his teacher at the cathedral school.
Well, I can tailor my lessons to suit him. I wouldn't be too hard on his regular teacher.
No, I won't, don't worry. Just as well the lesson fell today. I expect you and Kirsty have plans for tomorrow.
Actually, no.
Really?
Kirsty and I aren't together anymore.
Oh, Ifty, I'm so sorry. I'm surprised. You seem to get on so well.
We did. Yeah, very well.
Was it... Sorry, it's none of my business.
That's all right. It was her decision.
I see.
Someone else came along who she thinks will suit her better.
Well, he must be quite a catch.
She was very open about it. She's that sort of girl.
You don't seem... You're not exactly heartbroken, then.
No, not at all. It wasn't that sort of relationship. We had a lot of fun, but I don't think either of us thought we'd found our soulmate.
Have you ever thought that? You know, anyone in the past?
Not really. I mean, you know, you might go a bit nuts over someone at the time, but when you look back, you realise, gosh, really? What was I thinking?
It's still looking, then.
I guess so. And don't get me wrong, I am enjoying the search.
Good for you.
I imagine Valentine's can't be the easiest day of the year for you.
No, I'm rather dreading it, to be honest.
Yes.
The trouble is, and Nigel was such a romantic. Well, it wasn't a trouble when he was alive, of course. It was lovely. He made every Valentine's Day so special.
Well, at least you've got the memory of all those special days. I mean, it might not be much comfort, but...
Yep, and that's what I tell myself. Sometimes it works.
What's for supper, Mum?
Freddie, we're talking.
Sorry.
Actually, I need to be off. Must get something to eat myself. Then it's winter nets in Borchester. Thank you so much for the coffee.
Oh, any time.
I'll see myself out 2 weeks today, then, Freddie.
OK, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ifty.
Mum?
Oh, I don't know, Freddie. I have to have a look in the freezer.
No, not that. I was wondering about half term.
What about it?
Do you know Cumberley Adventure Park?
Oh, I know of it.
It's got a massive adventure playground, and a zip wire, and 2 drop slides. And there's loads of stuff to do in the woods.
I see. And you're telling me this because...
Can we go?
Next week?
Lily wants to as well.
You're not just saying that.
No, really. I showed it to her, and she thought it looked good too.
Well, I'll have to check Roy's days. He's having some time off next week. But as long as I can dovetail with him.
Yes!
It'll be nice to have something special planned.
Hi, Tom, it's Pip. How you doing? Oh, really? Oh, well, never mind. Tom, I just needed to tell you about a bit of a change of plan for next week.
This place is gorgeous, Matt. Even nicer than it looked on the website.
Yeah, not bad, is it?
So looking forward to it.
Mud chamber. What on earth's that?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this. They smear mud all over you.
Right.
Different muds, you know, for different parts of the body.
Oh, naturally. You couldn't just dig it up from the cabbage patch.
Then the chamber gets hotter.
Doesn't that dry the mud up?
Well, yeah, that's the point. Draws out all the toxins.
Along with your will to live.
And then they fill the chamber with steam, which softens the mud, and then you take a warm shower.
And a long, hard look at yourself.
You won't be signing up for that session, then.
Don't let me stop you, puss.
I do hope today won't be too much of a bore for you.
No, it'll be great. I'll probably have a facial.
Really?
Yeah. And a pedicure, as long as I can keep my socks on.
Oh, Tom, poor you.
Hi, Bran.
Not usually your job, bagging the spuds.
I bet Dad's glad he's not doing it today. Sitting in the sun. What are you doing here anyway?
Have you had any lunch?
Not yet.
Any plans? Yeah, that's what I thought. So I brought you some soup.
Oh, you little star.
And a sandwich.
Fantastic.
Knowing how busy you are.
Even busier after Pip's news.
Yeah, where does she get off just announcing something like that?
Of all the weeks to swan off to Amsterdam.
Oh, she's lucky she's got a job to come back to.
I told her it was really inconvenient. Oh.
You get that. I'll pour.
It's just an email.
I've brought a spare mug for me. Thought I might as well have my lunch here.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm glad you're so pleased.
It's from the bank. They've studied my business plan and they want another meeting.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Shame we've only got soup to celebrate with.
Yeah. And tell you what, I'll buy you a drink this evening before our Valentine's meal.
All right, then.
As long as we can call on Dad and Vicky first.
I must admit, I do like a good sauna. For about 10 minutes, get a bit restless then.
No, you're only meant to do 10 minutes at a time anyway.
Yeah, I know.
How are you feeling after that massage, Matt?
Never been so relaxed.
Really?
Yeah, that young Benny really knows his stuff.
Is his name really Benny?
Yeah, or Bjorn. They all look alike to me. Ooh, unlocked tension so deep he needed a submarine to find it.
That's good. Look, if you want to take a bit of time out...
What?
You could sit by the pool. Check your emails.
No.
I wouldn't mind.
No, this is a day for us to be together, just you and me.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'll catch up tomorrow.
Ah, come for our Valentine special, have you?
Nope, I'm cooking Brenda a meal tonight.
Yeah, good for you.
We're celebrating the bank being positive about Tom expanding the ready meals.
And he said romance was dead.
So,
a pint of lager for me, please.
Yep.
Dry white wine?
Large one?
Go on then, Reese.
Good choice.
What is the special, as a matter of interest?
Oh, you know, it's a sort of a loved theme menu. 3 courses at a special price. Heart-shaped puddings, that sort of thing.
Free bubbly?
Hey, steady on. Although that's what Fallon's doing at Jack's. Glass of pink fizz on arrival.
Should go down well.
Yeah. Hey, you heard she passed her probation?
Yeah.
Oh, no surprise, is it?
No, of course not. I mean, she's still pleased, though.
It's a shame you both got to work tonight.
Yeah. Large wine, wasn't it?
Now I'm back in my comfort zone. Large whiskey with a good dinner to follow.
You've done very well today, Matt. You'll be signing up for the health club next.
Oh, I don't think so, Summer. It's not been a bad day, has it?
No, far from it.
Glad your sister got the in. She's got the bit between her teeth about this decorating, hasn't she?
Well, you know, Jenny, once you decide something...
I expect we'll be invited round to admire the new dining room when it's done.
Which won't be too long, you know.
Grey Gables is popular tonight.
Ah, yeah, we were just saying that.
You're right for a drink, Sheila?
Yes, thanks. Alistair's getting them.
Looking forward to a sumptuous meal.
Yes, ironically.
Why ironically?
It's one of those years when Valentine's Day falls in Lent.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought that.
I was hoping to lose a bit of weight.
Oh, I know that's not what Lent's for. But...
Oh, well, whatever helps shift the pounds, darling.
I don't think I'll start tonight.
No, fill your boots.
Oh, looks like Alistair needs some help. Would you excuse me?
Yeah, no problem.
Enjoy your meal.
And you.
Never seen a point of all that.
What?
Lent, denial, that sort of stuff. There's enough people out there trying to stop you getting what you deserve. Why do it to yourself? If you want something, get in there.
Yeah.
You know, grab it with both hands.
Are you hungry yet?
Oh, I am quite. Let's finish these, then you can escort me home and whisk up this culinary sensation you've got planned.
Okay.
I hope it's not going to take too long, Tom. I don't want to be eating at midnight.
No, it's very quick. That doesn't take long to grill some sausages, does it?
That had better be a joke.
Don't worry, Bren. How does tuna steak sound? In a lemon and butter sauce.
Oh, sounds great. Hmm.
Once we get home, it'll be 20 minutes tops.
Lovely.
Oh, your dad is totally besotted with Beth, isn't he?
Isn't it amazing?
Even when he's not holding her, he's looking at her all the time.
Yeah, even when he's having a conversation with you.
Yeah, I know. I thought, am I boring him?
Well, most people start to glaze over after the first hour.
Oh, very funny. You know what I mean, though? It's like...
they're really united.
Yeah. Having a baby, it's a sort of completion.
So happy together.
I mean, it's basic biology, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. Especially after last year.
Whatever the species, that's the reason males and females get together. I mean, that's the purpose.
Yeah. He'd have thought it, eh?
Making a family.
I'm so happy for them.
Mm, yeah. Me too.
Toffee souffle, heaven on a plate.
Worth the wait.
I should say. That boy's a genius. If Adam wasn't married to him, I'd marry him myself.
So, what do you think? Finish this and head home or another brandy first?
Oh, Shula, you all right?
Oh, not really, no.
What's the matter? I've just had some sad news. Bunty's died.
Oh, Mark's mum.
Shula's first husband.
Yeah, I know.
Joanna, Mark's sister, just rang to tell me. Bunty and Reg had been in the sitting room watching television and he dozed off. And when he woke up, he thought she was just sleeping too, but...
she'd slipped away.
Yeah, just like that.
Well, sounds a peaceful way to go, anyway.
I suppose so.
You should take some comfort in that.
We're planning her birthday party. Well, she'll never see it now.
How old was she?
Oh, she'd have been 91 next Wednesday.
Oh, well, sad, of course, but that's a good life for anyone.
Oh, yes, I know. But I feel really sorry for Reg. They'd been together over 60 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, anyway, I'm sorry, but I must...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, you get on, darling.
Thank you.
Ooh. That's a bit of a downer, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit. Matt?
Yes, Bruce?
I just wanted to say... well, you know, everything that you've done today... well, recently... I really do appreciate it.
Oh, well...
No, you've been really thoughtful.
Yeah, I... you know... life and stuff, it can get in the way sometimes, know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do love you, Pushcat.
I know. I love you too.
$70, $80, $90, $200.
No, we're closed.
Oh my gosh, Reese. Well, hold on. I'll unlock it. You silly fool.
Hurry up. Get to it already.
What are you talking about, you idiot?
Valentine's.
Oh, I think it still counts.
Ooh, that's a relief then.
Come in.
Happy Valentine's then.
Oh.
These are for you.
Hang on a minute. I can't believe that you've come all this way after your shift.
Well, I couldn't bear not seeing you, could I?
You've already sent me a card.
How do you know?
Okay, someone with your handwriting did.
I'd kill him.
These are gorgeous. Thank you so much. Come over to the bar. I'm just cashing up.
Oh, how's it going? You've been busy?
Rammed.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well done, you. Actually, I got you this as well.
Oh, Rhys. You shouldn't have.
Yes, I should.
Flowers would have been quite enough on their own. Oh, earrings. They're lovely. You really are spoiling me.
I like it. I want to. In fact, Fallon...
What?
Well, I'd like to think that we've got a future, you know? And I hope, well, I hope you feel the same way. So, well, how would you feel about maybe moving in with me to the flat?
Rhys.
I mean, you'll probably want a bit of time to think about it, and I know it's a bit quick, but I can be a bit tidy, and I think there's room if...
No.
Oh, well, we can go on as we are. That's fine, obviously.
I mean, I don't need time to think about it. I'd love to move in with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, Fallon.
Oh. This brown sauce is nearly finished.
Oh, right, I'll tell Mum.
So did George get off to the bus, okay?
He's not going today, remember? Teacher training day.
Oh, yeah, right. So you got them both for the day then?
Yeah.
Got any plans?
Actually, I have. We're going to the playground.
Oh, right.
Meeting up with Helen and Henry. That's what these are for.
Okay.
Well, she brought some snacks for the kids the other week, so I thought I'd do a couple of sandwiches this time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Something to nibble on while they're there. What?
Oh, nothing. It's just you and Helen Archer.
What about us?
Well, you're getting very chummy, aren't you?
No, I wouldn't say that, Ed.
Just wouldn't have put you two together, that's all.
Why not?
Well, she's a bit of a cold fish, isn't she?
No, she isn't. She's really nice.
As for Henry...
What about him?
Well, your mum was talking about him. Had him in the shop, says he's turning into a right little thug.
Oh, I don't know about that. But Henry seems to like Kira, and Helen says she makes him calmer.
Well, just be careful with her around him, okay?
No, I am. It's nice for me to have some adult company for a change.
Hmm.
Oh, so good to see you. And it's only been a week, but it's just dragged by.
Yeah.
Oh, your hands are cold. It's that opera thing. Your tiny hand is frozen. Oh, don't worry, Lillian. We'll soon warm you up.
Nice and warm in here.
Is it too early for a glass of champagne, do you think?
Perhaps a bit.
Oh, whenever you're ready, just say.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure we can find something else to do in the meantime. And then, when we get a little peckish, we can have some lunch sent up. They do this amazing-looking seafood platter.
Yeah, I like shellfish.
Mm. Oh, but first, maybe we could... I've got a little Valentine's gift for you.
Oh, I bought you something too, and I've left it in the car.
That's all right.
Stupid of me.
No, don't worry. Lydian, you are okay, aren't you?
Yeah. It sounds lovely. You've obviously thought it all out.
I just wanted to have a nice time after last week with me having to rush for the train.
And the wretched woman who wouldn't stop talking.
Well, maybe I'm rushing ahead with things. Too much time on my own looking forward to today.
I have been too. Looking forward to it.
Hmm. Look, shall we... how about if we just take a bit of a stroll first? So is that all right?
It is, yeah. Good idea.
being a bit naughty, really, with Mum and Dad away, but when you invited us out...
Oh, I don't want to get you into trouble.
No, your Mum and Clary have got things under control this morning. As long as I'm back to take over when Susan goes to the shop.
Oh, if you're sure, Helen.
Oh, yeah. Henry really needed to get out. Oh, Henry, play nicely.
Well, he's worn Kira out.
Oh, doesn't she look sweet? Thanks for bringing something for him to eat.
Oh, well, you did last time.
I didn't make sandwiches, though.
Oh, it's no trouble.
What do you think, Emma? When they've tired themselves out, you fancy a coffee at the Bull. My treat.
Oh, yeah, I'd love a cappuccino.
Don't normally see you round here this time of day, Jez.
Nothing choice.
What's up?
Crisis at the King's Arms.
What, in Fawcett Magna?
Aye. I delivered the milk this morning, but I forgot the cream.
Oops.
So I've got to get a few pots up there before the chef has a nervous breakdown.
Aren't you meant to be doing the pigs?
I've done them. Well, more or less. I'll finish off after my wee detour.
Okay, well...
Did I tell you the latest idea for a name for the team?
Yeah, Jazz, look, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Ed Sheeran. Like, because you're Ed and we Sheeran, you see?
It doesn't look like there's going to be a team, Jazz.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been looking at the cost of the gear. We're going to need a shearing machine and a handpiece each. We could get reconditioned ones for about 300 a throw, but...
That's not bad, actually. We've done it back.
Yeah, but we're going to need a pickup as well. And even for a high miler, we'd be looking at, what, grand? 1,500 up front?
Ooh,
I couldn't raise that sort of money.
Me neither.
Unless you could... chop in your motorbike, maybe?
What? The Iron Steed? Nah, couldn't he do that? Can't he charm the lads? He's in a dirty old pickup.
It's a pretty little village, isn't it?
Fawcett Magna? Yeah, very picturesque.
Hmm. Lovely views across to the, what are they called over there?
Hassett Hills.
Sounds like a posh family, doesn't it? You know the Hassett Hills from Borsetshire. Well, here we are, back at base.
Yeah. Paul, I've been thinking that there's no need to go to the trouble of a room service meal. I'd be happy with a snack in the bar.
Well, if you're sure...
Just a sandwich or something would be fine.
Right, of course, if that's what you want.
I think it'd be... Oh, my God.
What is it?
Him, that man. He knows me. Oh, Paul! Oh.
Well, now, Mrs. Bellamy, you've seen the two properties. Do you have any questions about them?
Hi, Lillian. How are you doing?
Hi.
Oh, do you know each other?
I should say. I deliver a milk and a drink in your pub, don't I, Lillian?
Yes, yeah.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. I'm from Carr and Wall, the estate agents.
No, how do you?
No, we're fairly new, mainly online. I've been showing Mrs. Bellamy around a couple of properties here.
Ah, got your sights set on them for your rental empire, eh?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Well, it's a treat to meet a fella Scott. Jack McCreary, but everybody calls me Jazza.
Oh, hello, Jazza. I'm Dougald McHenry.
So, where exactly are you, Faye?
Well, where exactly... Are you Faye?
Do you need to ask? Since I opened my mouth, Glasgow.
Yes, aye, of course, I thought so.
But you, I'm getting a bit of Fife, bit of Dumfries, bit of Edinburgh.
Aye, that's right, well done, all of those. I moved around a lot, I've been in England for years and years.
Doing missionary work like me, yeah?
Yes, aye, very good, very funny, missionary work.
Right, well, I'd best let yous get on, eh? I've got pigs to see to.
Good, yes. Well, don't let us keep you, darling.
See you, Lillian. Good luck with the deal. Bye, Dougal.
Bye, then. Go carefully now.
Bye.
What was all that about?
It's like getting Irish, then. Go carefully now.
All the accents to pick. Why, Scottish?
It just came out. I didn't know he was Scottish.
Why do an accent at all?
You tell me.
Dougal McHenry.
Do you think we got away with it?
Yeah, we might have thought you were a bit odd, but I don't think you suspected anything. Paul, you were brilliant.
Oh, well.
Save the day.
Well, I don't know about you, but I can do with a drink. Oh, should we go to the bar?
Oh, yeah, okay. Or,
What?
Well,
haven't you got some champagne in your room?
Rhys couldn't wipe the smile off his face, could he?
No.
I wonder how soon Fan will move in.
I don't think she'll hang about. It's only down the road.
Yeah. It's a nice flat for two people. Takes me back.
Yeah.
I feel it, Mummy.
Oh. Well, now, George has got some left and you haven't, so maybe you shouldn't have drunk it so quickly, eh? So how was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, quiet, you know. Mum and Dad came here, so Ed and me just put the kids to bed and stayed in.
Oh, sounds nice. I've got a card.
Hmm?
From Henry.
Oh.
I suspect a grandparent might have had something to do with that.
Yeah. Do you... Is it a difficult day for you?
Honestly... No.
Really?
This is the life I chose, and I feel very lucky how things have worked out.
Right.
Well, obviously, I wonder sometimes what it might have been like to... Well, you know, if I'd had a life like yours, a bit more...
Chaotic.
No, just... conventional, I suppose. A partner on hand all the time.
Mm, I've never known anything else. Well, I couldn't have imagined going it alone with George.
Well, it was the right choice for me.
I really admire you for that.
I am starving now.
Are you?
That seafood platter seems like a very good idea after all.
I'll give him a ring in a minute.
Lovely. What accent will you use?
My own.
Oh, you did so well, Paul. I was just paralysed. Yeah.
Like being caught out of school, wasn't it?
I bet you used to kiss the girls behind the bike shed, didn't you?
No. At our school, all the action happened behind the science block.
I bet it did. It was the bike sheds with us. Mrs. Molyneux caught me smoking there once.
Oh, dear.
Could have been much worse, believe me.
I think I do.
Do you remember anyone special from then?
Jasmine Saunders.
I hate her already.
That did start at the bike sheds. I fixed a puncture and, well, you know, one thing led to another.
You like rescuing damsels in distress, don't you?
I like looking after someone, yeah.
You're very good at it.
Celia never quite got that. She used to say I was controlling.
You? Never.
Maybe I was a bit. I've tried to relax since then.
You stay just as you are.
Oh, would you like to open your present now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to.
I know it's, it looks quite small. It's, well, you open it.
A key?
It's not the real one. I'm going to replace it with a proper one.
I don't understand.
Lillian, I know you found it difficult coming to see me at home. So I'm going to find somewhere we can be together.
Paul.
An apartment, maybe in Felpersham.
Oh, darling.
Nice and private. Somewhere safe for us.
Oh, that's so... Thank you. You are such a wonderful man.